Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're downloading the podcast from podbean.com. You're buying the music. You're listening to the music. We thank you for all of it. We do. We really do. And we appreciate it. Your support and everything. We really do. We really appreciate it. Listen. All right. We did a lesson before on how to understand the Bible. So I think this might be somewhat of a continuation on that. It's a little harder, I think, because initially on the other lesson, you can't, when people would say, we want to understand the Bible, I'd start off telling them, you can't understand the Bible. You will never understand the Bible unless God actually teaches you what to think. He has to tell you what all that stuff means, and you can't actually go to a book or a collegiate college or seminary or anything like that in order to get it. And it's kind of a hard thing to teach people. It really is, because the more I talk to people about what God says, the less they understand. The more I talk to people about what God says, the less they understand. And matter of fact, the more I try to break it down, the more confused they become. I can sit for 2 or 3 hours, and I used to do that. I would sit for 2 or 3 hours on Monday nights telling people, we break the whole Bible down to where people could understand how the Bible is not necessarily written, but spiritually given to us. And so by the time I finished the lesson, 3 to 4 hours, yeah, Monday nights, every Monday nights we would do that. People would understand a little more. They wouldn't understand everything, but they would understand a little more. And a lot of times I would teach the same lesson over and over for 3 to 4 hours. Not, you know, written down. I would, you know, I'd have like outline points or something that I would go by to make sure I hit these points for people to understand it. But I didn't read that lesson to them. I would actually engage with them in speaking to them face to face about how to understand the Bible. Well, they would get a big piece of it the first time they would come, but more was revealed to them the more they heard me talking. I mean, and it was amazing, because I would have Catholics, AME, Baptists. I mean, we're quote unquote a Pentecostal Christian church or whatever you want to call it. But I would have everybody except Pentecostals coming to those Bible studies. I mean, it was amazing to see people just show up that didn't know me. They would just show up and just be there for 3 to 4 hours listening to me talk. I remember once a young lady called on the phone and said, "I don't agree with you saying that you said this on the radio. I don't agree with that. And you said this and you said that." And I said, "Well, why don't you come to our Monday night Bible study tonight?" "Oh, I don't want to come to it." I said, "Why don't you come to it, and then we can talk about it. We can really sit down and talk about it." By the time we got off the phone, it wasn't even 5 minutes later, she was on her way to the Bible study, and she was bringing snacks and donuts and everything else. So she started off upset, but I started explaining, tried to explain to her what we were doing, but God had to actually translate what I was saying to her in order for her to actually show up. I think she showed up for a good 4 weeks because I think she was like visiting from Atlanta or something like that. And it was amazing to see how God reveals things to people. So when it comes down to understanding the Bible and all that kind of thing, you're never going to get it through a Bible study. You're never going to get it through somebody preaching on Sunday morning or listening to tapes or scanning YouTube or any other social media. You're not going to, matter of fact, you're not going to even understand it by me sitting here talking to you on the radio. You're never going to understand it that way. God has to reveal everything there is for us to know or for you to know to you directly. And the wonderful thing is what he reveals to you is going to be the same thing he reveals to me. And we could like not know each other or never even meet each other. But when we start talking, we automatically agree because God has been revealing that very thing to us. Because the words of God is spirit. Is the word of God is not. I used to tell this preacher, the word of God is not paper and ink and leather. The word of God is spirit. So if the word of God is spirit, we have to actually go to the spirit to know. Go to the spirit in order to get an understanding. So we have to go to God to get an understanding of what God wrote. We're never going to understand it by doing it ourselves. So today's lesson is why can't we hear God? Why can't we hear him? And so it's the same as understanding the Bible, really, you know, because he's going to tell you certain things, reveal certain things to you. Not that you hear an audible voice. That's not the point. It's the revealing. When I say hear God, that's revealing things. God's revealing things to you. We really can't hear God. When we can't hear God, it's because we're of the devil. Mm-hmm. When we can't hear God, we're of the devil. I know that sounds harsh, but if you remember, I told you this lesson sounds a little more harsh than the last lesson that we did on understanding the Bible. If you can't hear God, it's because you're of the devil. And that's me too. I mean, if I don't hear God, I'm of the devil. I got to be. Because if I'm of God, then I can hear God. Not an audible voice, but I see the revealings. He's revealing things to me. He reveals things to me. We're going to read St. John chapter 8 here in a minute. And basically, Jesus is teaching these people. He's teaching these people what the scriptures have said. He's teaching them what God has said. He's teaching them. And no matter what he says, no matter what the analogy, no matter what stories he tells or tries so that they can understand it, they don't understand him. They don't understand him. He can go from one story to the next and this and that. And God says this and God says that. And people that he's matter of fact, he asked him a question. He said, why don't you understand what I'm saying? Why is that? Is that you can't even hear me? That's what he said. He said, I'm asking you, why is my speech so so it's plain, but you don't understand my speech. Why is my speech so hard to you for you to understand? And the people just didn't get it, just couldn't understand it. And so Jesus says, OK, well, the reason why you can't get it is because you're of the devil. Now, imagine somebody telling you that. Well, I'm sure you can imagine it because I just told you. Imagine somebody telling you that you're of the devil. That's why you can't hear God. That would bother you. But those who really want to hear from God don't care what is said. They just want to hear from the Lord. And if them being of the devil is the word from the Lord and they understand what that is and what that means, they do not care. They will sit and wait for God to reveal anything to them. Most times we only want God to reveal certain things that we want, but there are other things that are more important that God needs to reveal to us. And we don't ask for those things. And then it becomes a problem because now we're telling God what we want him to reveal to us, or we're telling God what we want God to tell us, which is a big mistake. But most people do it, especially in church. Lord, I want to know what the red horse means. Lord, I want to know what the gray horse means. I want to know what the white horse means. I want to know what this means and that means. And sure enough, you can go to the Bible and pull out four or five other books and try to figure all that out. But God speaks every single day. He says that you can even understand him via nature, because nature tells you everything there is to know about God. Even the Godhead, nature tells you. It tells you who God is. But if you can't hear God, you know, you're of the devil. That was the key of it. And if we're going to actually hear the Lord, we have to put down sin. We have to want to stop sinning. We have to want to stay away. We have to want to be righteous before him. And matter of fact, our righteousness is nothing but tar and dirt. It's nothing but tar and dirt. Even if we're doing all that he told us to do, it ain't nothing but tar and dirt. It's still dirty. But to him, he says, is righteousness. To him, is clean. Because we want his knowledge. We want him to teach us. God searches the world over and over, searching for people he can show himself to. He does that. Imagine that. God is always searching for people that he can show himself to. Not necessarily a vision. I mean, if he wants to show you a vision or show you him exactly. I mean, there are people who've seen God. I've seen him in a dream before. But the thing is, you have to want God to teach you. You have to want God to reveal things to you. If we never want that, we're never going to get it, because even if he does teach us, we're going to ignore it. And then when we ignore it, we're going to turn to other things that are totally opposite to him. And so we would be of the devil. We would. All right, listen. Now, okay, let's just read St. John chapter 8. Let's see. Let's start at verse 39. You remember I told you Jesus is talking to these people, and they are just so in love with Abraham and so in love that this is what they said. Our father is Abraham, they declared. Jesus said, no, for if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. He says, if you're the children of Abraham, you'd follow his example. Verse number 40. Instead, you are trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. In other words, Jesus had spoken to Abraham. Man, I'm talking to you, and God's giving this to me as I'm sitting here. That means and I knew God. Jesus had talked to Abraham before. Because, you know, Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and was glad about it. So he says here, verse 40, instead, you are trying to kill me because I tell you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham, when I talked to him, never did such a thing. And so here comes the insult. Jesus insults them and says, no, you are imitating your real father. Your real father. And so then they replied, we aren't illegitimate children. God himself is our true father. Here comes Jesus again. Verse 42. If God were your father, you would love me. If God was your father, you'd love me. And so then Jesus goes on and says, because I have come from God, I am not here on my own, but he sent me. The Spirit sent that flesh to talk to those people, to teach them. You see how I'm asking God to teach us, and I'm telling you, you have to actually go to God to get all the answers. God came to them to give them the answers, and they couldn't understand him. They couldn't understand him. 43. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? It's because you can't even hear me, for you are the children of your father, the devil. Your father is the devil, not God. Imagine that. And you love to do the evil things that he does. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Be holy.
We're not taking a break. We're going to go right back to this. Verse 44. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. That's why we love to sin. See, that's why people sin and like to sin, because they're of the devil. You can't be of God and continue to sin. You can't do that. You love to do the evil things that he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. And what did Jesus say they were trying to do to him? They said that you're trying to kill me because I'm telling you the truth. And so you're following after the devil trying to kill me. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. And Jesus just told them that that same devil is your father. That's why you can't hear me. And so when I tell people, listen, you can listen to me on radio, you can talk to me face to face and all that, it don't mean anything if God's not your father. If God don't have mercy on you like he had mercy on me and begin to tell you what to think and show you how to see. Remember how Jesus would come in and heal the sick? He would come in and people who couldn't see, when he'd heal them, they could see. That those miracles aren't there so that we can cheer on the miracle. We were seeing that he had power to physically make people see. But God wants all of us to spiritually be able to see. He wants us to be able to see. Those who couldn't hear, he'd heal them and so that they could hear. So we're not cheering on the natural healing, which is great. That's still great. That's still spiritual. But he wants us to understand that he has to be the one who opens our ears so that we can hear. Remember, he was doing the parables. Most people think, oh, yeah, Jesus did the parables so that everybody could understand. But if we read the scriptures, it'll show you where Jesus did not do parables so that people could understand. He did the parables so that they wouldn't understand, so that they would have to come to him to understand. They would have to ask him to understand. They'd have to come to him so that he can open their eyes and open their ears and open their minds so that they might understand the scriptures or the Spirit of God. Most people don't want to understand the Spirit of God. And I understand why, because if the Spirit ever told you what the Spirit demands, man, what would we do? I mean, it'll be a list of things that we'd have to stop doing. There would be a list. And so when people don't want to hear from the Lord, it's because they're of the devil. They'd rather continue in what they're doing. See, the Bible can't tell you what you're not doing if the Bible's not open and you're not reading it. But see, you can't stop the Spirit from revealing to you what you need to stop. You can't stop the Spirit from revealing to you to quit sinning, because the Spirit knows all the sin that you commit and are committing. And so we don't want the Spirit to tell us, hey, stop doing that. That's not of me. They don't want the Spirit to tell them that, because why? That means that they'll actually be different. They'll actually have to do the things that the Spirit requires of them. They will have to actually they'll be put on notice that these things are sin that you're doing. You can't walk around and say you didn't know because the Spirit revealed it to you. That's why they don't want the Spirit to tell them anything. And so when they don't want the Spirit to tell them anything, they'll crack open the Bible when they feel like it. Because they can shut the Bible when they don't feel like hearing what the Bible has to say. But you can't shut the Spirit up. You can't make the Spirit shut up. He's always going to reveal to you what needs to be done. But if your ears are closed, he'll stop talking sooner or later. He'll stop talking and walk away from you. That's what God does. when you no longer want to hear what he has to say and you think that you have all the answers, he stops talking and he'll let you live with all your answers. And when you have all your answers, understand, destruction is soon to come, because that's your pride. When they don't want to hear the Spirit of God, they'll go to seminary and let a man teach them what they want to learn. You ever notice how people don't go and have people teach them what they don't want to know? No, if they don't want to know it, they just don't go to the class or they don't sign up for it. So they'll go to seminary and ask people to teach them things that they want to know, and to stay away from things that they don't want to know. And just thinking about it, I'm not saying that seminaries are bad or nothing like that. I'm just telling you the mindset behind people going to the seminary. If, let's say, if a professor really heard from the Lord and began to teach the things that the Lord is revealing to him to the students who are quote unquote new pastors or pastors looking for the approval of others to get that church job, they would fire the professor, because what God says goes against everything that we say. What God says goes against everything written in our books that we wrote. And if we step away from God, that means one thing. If we don't hear what God says, and we don't do what God says, and we don't say what God says, or we don't understand what God says, that means we're of the devil. We are of the devil. And you can't get fixed until you announce that, yeah, I'm of the devil. You can't get nothing changed unless you admit that you have a problem. You're not going to the doctor unless you know you have a problem. You're not going to stay at the hospital unless you know you have a problem. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because I'm talking to you. You have to go to God for everything. Even though you're going to the hospital, even though you go to the doctor, you stop before you go in there and you say, God, now I'm praying that whatever this problem is, that you make it known, or you fix it, or whatever. At least if you tell me what it is, now I know how to pray about it, or pray for your will against it, or for your will, period. But if you don't make it a practice to hear from the Lord, you're not going to say any prayer to the Lord before your operation. You're not going to say any prayer before the Lord before you even get in the car going to the hospital. You're not going to say a prayer to the Lord or have people praying for you while you're calling the ambulance. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do it. Why? Because we're of the devil. And so when we're of the devil, we don't understand what God says. We have to stop acting and participating in being like the devil. The devil should not be our father. We should only have one father. That's God. God. God is our father. He has all the answers. He has all the power. He has all the healing. He has all the information. I had a person ask me, they were talking about, aren't we the light or of the world and all this? And what does, and I said, well, since you're going to try to preach to me, why don't you tell me what light means? Light is all of revealed information. That's what light is. You know how the Bible says your word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. You can't walk in a path if you don't have the information. The only way for us to get any information is to hear from God. And how do we hear from him? We have to go to him in righteousness. Righteousness ain't you doing everything right. Righteousness is a mindset. You want to do everything right, and you don't know what you're doing wrong. But what you do know, you're doing that right. And when we go to him in righteousness, now we can get answers from the Lord. Now we can get revealings from the Lord. Now, when we read things, God can tell us everything. Matter of fact, you can just be walking down the street. You could look at a cartoon. You could look at a tree And if God shows you the revelation and whatever it is that you're seeing, that's because your eyes are open. Your eyes will be open, but you got to let God show it to you. You can't make yourself see it. You can't. And I don't care how much money you spend. Matter of fact, there was a gentleman who saw the disciples laying hands on people and the people received the Holy Ghost. And he said, can I pay for that gift? How much is it? And give me two of them. And here's my cash. The disciples had to tell him, you have no part in this. You will die. You will die and burn with your money. You can keep your money. And so when people try to go to seminary and bypass God, it says you have to go to God and ask him. They go to seminary and do whatever else they want to do and pay money. And we'll get mad if the teacher's not teaching them what they want to know. That's of the devil. It is. You can go to seminary if you want to, but I'm talking to those who are not of the devil. Those who are not of the devil, you want to hear from the Lord. And the only way you're going to hear from him is if you walk toward him. You actually have to walk toward him. You have to do what he says so that he can start revealing things to you. What good is it for us to beg God for anything and we're not willing to obey him? We're not willing to obey. What in the world are we doing if we're not hearing him? If the devil's our father, we have no business talking to God. Listen, you can't have two masters. Either God's going to be your master or the devil's going to be your master. You know, and people say, oh, well, it's mammon. It's talking about money. Well, money and whatever else. It's either God or something else. And if we're going to hear from God, we have to actually be in righteousness. Be in righteousness. I can tell you and say, hey, we have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Or we have to receive the Holy Ghost. We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to do this, 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 and that. But none of that means anything. None of it. None of it means anything. You have to get it directly from the Lord. I can sit here all day talking about God is not a Trinity. But if God don't show you that, you'll always live where you are. God has to show you that. God has to show you that, and you're not going to get it if we don't ask. If we don't ask, we're not going to get it. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, the door will be open. Ask, and it shall be given. It all comes from. See, like you've heard these verses before, but you wouldn't think to think about them. Just like me, I've heard these verses before and memorized them. Not on purpose, but I just memorized them. But now as I'm talking to you, the Lord brings those verses right up. I'm not reading any of this. I'm just talking to you because it needs to be done. On Sunday morning, you can't ask questions. On Wednesday nights or whenever your prayer meeting or Bible study times, you can't ask questions because people have a schedule and they're reading their sermons or they're reading their lesson to you and wanting you to just understand that. Or they're singing songs and praying prayers that have nothing to do with hearing from the Lord. Well, right now, I'm actually talking to you. I'm talking to you that you might actually understand God and move forward forever.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.